The Dissatisfied Violet by Amelia Boynton Robinson.
This story is of the dissatisfied violet, but it can be applied to all of us. To the youth, you are special to me because you are the source from which I draw my strength. You are a world of young human beings who God's flower garden of many colors, tints, hues. Consider yourselves one of these flowers in God's flower garden. This story, The Dissatisfied Violet, is dedicated to you. And as I read, choose a flower in your mind that you wish to be. There was once a kindly old gentleman who lived in a neat little house beside a well-traveled road. The jolly old man took great pride in cultivating his flowers, and they grew to be the most beautiful and best cultivated flowers in the city. Adding to their beauty was a landscaping which was on a rolling hill. His arrangements of flowers and the surroundings, free of weed and grass, caused the people to stop and admire its beauty. On the hill lived the king and queen of the little city. They took pride in driving their guests around the lovely garden and often calling out to the old gardener to explain his techniques in keeping the flowers happy. The gardener explained, first, that he loved each and every little flower because God did his best when he made each and every one of them for a purpose. Often he would say to his admirers, "And my darling little children of flowers," they would look forward to knowing and seeing him and look to God with a smile. The gardener would often give them a bouquet of his precious treasure, but he always took flowers to anyone who was sick or needed to be cheered. It was a pleasure to have his flowers decorate the church for a wedding or just a regular service. There were many times he would watch the faces of children passing by, and if it seemed that one was sad, he would pluck a flower, saying, "Cheer up, my little friend. Here is a happy face. To be as happy as my lovely flowers, you will have to be happy too by smiling. Take it. Cheer up." One balmy spring day, as the flowers were all dressed in their best colors, the tall, graceful daisy went for a walk around the garden. Suddenly, she came upon a little violet crying its little heart out. She stood silently watching the violet swaying in the breeze. She noticed beside the violet straws, leaves from its neighbor, and a little mound of dirt. Greatly puzzled and curious, the daisy explained, "Why, my darling violet, what in the world are you doing? Why are you crying? Has somebody mistreated you? Tell me quickly, tell me, what is the trouble? And what can we do to relieve your pain? Are you not getting enough water? Are you sick? Tell me quickly, what is wrong? And why do you cry?" Sniffing, the violet said, "I don't like myself. I want to be like you. You are bright, tall, and graceful. You have long legs, and I am short. My color is dark. I want to be like you. The daisy smiled and said, "Why, my darling little violet, do you know each flower in this garden is beautiful and different, too? Look at the rose, the pansies, the irises, the thrifts. They are all different, and different colors, too. God never makes a mistake, and he made each of us for a purpose. You spread your joy and your happiness more than most of us. I have never been used to make perfume, but one of the best odors is the violet. The hummingbird might get to me first because I am tall, but the bees prefer you. The little ants and other small insects crawl under your leaves to rest. The bees use all of us for honey, but you hold moisture in the ground longer and better than any of us, and you protect many of your neighbors' flowers from dying of thirst. The queen always plucks you for her table centerpiece, because she can talk to the king as she correctly sits in her chair. They don't want me, because she would have to stand tall to talk to the king and also her guests." Other flowers listened and gathered around to hear the rest of the conversation. "Yes, little violet, many years ago, a man from Africa who visited the gardens saw you and was so pleased with your delicate look and your sweet perfume that he asked the gardener to give him your sister with the root on it. The gardener took this beautiful sister and gave it to the African. And he took it back to Africa, mixed it with the native flowers, and produced the most delicate, beautiful flowers with colors from violet to light and dark blue, pink, rose, and other beautiful colors. He brought it back to America and sold it at the highest price, for it is the African violet that we have today." Hearing the story of itself and how useful it is, the violet said, "Well, I didn't know that I was so great. Now I'd rather be my own dear self than any made-up daisy." The other flowers, hearing the conversation, were so pleased that the violet was happy again, they made a circle around the daisy and the violet and began to sing this little song. "Little violet, you're unhappy, and we're all so sad. Do not cry, or we'll be crying too. God has given you the beauty of the heavenly skies, a smile that glistens in the dew. Let's spread our blessings every day. Let's spread our blessings in every way. One whose heart is breaking, we can mend, though near or far. Let's spread our blessings where we are. We're a family of flowers, and each one they need to bring joy to people on the earth. Our Maker made us perfect, and we're happy, you can see, spreading fragrance, love, and mirth. Let's spread our blessings every day. Let's spread our blessings in every way. One whose heart is breaking, we can mend, though near or far. Let's spread our blessings where we are. As the little flowers were singing, a soft rain began to fall, and the flowers scampered into their beds. A beautiful rainbow appeared in the skies, and the sun went behind the hills with a smile. As the human race, we are also a flower of garden, each made in God's image. He made each of us for a purpose, and each is a contribution to Him. By being the greatest of all that we can be. So, let's spread our blessings every day, wherever we may be. Little Violet, you're unhappy, and we all so sad. Do not cry, or we'll be crying too. God has given you the beauty of the heavenly skies, a smile that glistens in the dew. Let's spread our blessings every day. Let's spread our blessings in every way. One whose heart is breaking, we can mend, though near or far. Let's spread our blessings where we are. We're a family of flowers, and each one we need to bring joy to people on the earth. Our Maker made us perfect, and we're happy, you can see, spreading a fragrance, love and mirth. Let's spread our blessings every day. Let's spread our blessings in every way. One whose heart is breaking, we can mend, though near or far. Let's spread our blessings where we are.